Graham Couch, opinion maker, Lansing State Journal, also co-host of Couch in the Rube podcast. Look for it wherever you download podcasts. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I saw your story, three things about the spring game. Actually, make it 10. So let's talk about what you were thinking going into Saturday and what you watched and what you thought afterwards.
Yeah, it was actually a somewhat a productive spring game from an evaluation standpoint, just because there was actual football played, right? And you had ones versus ones. And I like that more than splitting the teams up, because you see the line of scrimmage. And, you know, what's sort of interesting to think about is you just go back a year and it was a completely different quarterback room. Peyton Thorne was still on the roster. Keon Coleman was still on the roster at this point. But you had a completely different quarterback room. They kind of made a mess of that whole situation throughout the season. They lose everybody. And in December, you've got zero quarterbacks. And now you've got a pretty good situation. And that's clear. I mean, Aiden Childs is a true sophomore. He'll be 18 years old still before the end of the third week of the season. And so I think you have to be a little careful on overhyped too early. But he's clearly got a load of talent. He's going to be exhilarating to watch at times. I think fun for people. But then, you know, they went out and got sort of the perfect backup for him in a lot of ways, in a model that I think teams should follow. And Tommy Schuster, kid who started a boatload of games at North Dakota, Michigan kid originally, understands that Aiden Childs is the guy, but has a lot of experience, can get you through a game, can get you through a series if something happens. Looked really good, and it allows your younger guys to develop. And so that all of a sudden they look like that's a position that looks like a strength. I think at receiver, there's some intriguing guys, including freshman Nick Marsh, who, you know, as long as he fully understands the offense by the fall, clearly has a knack for making plays on the ball. Montori Foster looks like a guy who will be a reliable weapon for them. So, the real question is, you know, are they solid enough up front, and do they have enough difference makers to, upset people and be a little bit of a threat this season? And I don't think we know that entirely yet, but I think there are signs. There are no red flags that can't be the case yet.
So if you had to say MSU football spring showcase MVPs on offense and defense from everybody you watched on Saturday at Spartan Stadium, who would be at the top on O&D?
Yeah, offensively, I mean, Schuster didn't miss a pass for quite a while. And I think, you know, just – but that's a good question, because I think it would probably have to be Schuster. You could argue Nick Marsh, who was really good as well. But Schuster was – I mean, he didn't have an incomplete pass until – deep into that game. And I think that is something one of the things that Aiden Childs talked about was how he is a guy who's an aggressive quarterback, takes a lot of chances, probably too much. I mean, he seems pretty self-aware in that, and that Schuster's a guy who takes what the defense gives him. And I think that's an important contrast when you've got a backup who's got to come in and get you through whatever happens to Childs, however long that might be, if something were to happen. The guy on defense, you know, I thought Quindarius Dunnigan, who's a transfer from Middle Tennessee State, looked pretty good, made a couple nice plays defensively. Again, and I thought the offensive line was playing okay at the time. He got into the backfield for a sack. He, you know, had a nice stop of running back Nate Carter. I thought the offense, though, had the better day overall. And from everything I had heard, that had not been the case throughout much of the spring. So, I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know where these teams, you know, more guys are jumping in the portal today. I think there'll be guys, they'll still get a running back. They'll try to add an offensive lineman. I think they might try to add another defensive lineman. There's still more movement to be had. And it's one of those things where the roster that was on the field in the spring game is rarely going to be exactly what you see in the fall.
Graham Couch from the Lansing State Journal, also Couch of the Rube podcast, where he's a co-host. Look for it where you download podcasts. So from watching that and what expectations you had, just looking at the schedule, looking at the first season for Coach Smith. Did you upgrade or downgrade after the spring football showcase on Saturday?
Yeah, I would say that's a good question. I would say it's a slight upgrade on offense because, you know, certainly Childs, you see the skill, you see the talent, the dual threat nature. You know, a year ago, they didn't have a great team, and they also didn't have a quarterback who could elevate them and was a playmaker, and or at least one that they played, and that was a problem. Childs had a chance to be that, and he's going to make some mistakes, but he's going to, you know, have some exciting plays and give them a chance to do some things and extend drives. You know, defensively is the area that I tend to think they could be okay, and yet there were times because I think there are a number of young players. Some of the top young players who came through early under Mel Tucker, who are now sort of into their performance years and have stuck around and are a pretty good player. Like I think that defense has a chance to be okay, but there were times it didn't look great Saturday. But they're also playing, you know, all this stuff. These coaches are paranoid about what's on tape. They're playing the most vanilla defense you could imagine. And, you know, they didn't play certain guys. So it's hard to know what's fair to judge. But I would say offense upgraded, defense slightly downgraded.
Coach Smith, what do you like about him from the day he was hired to what conversations you've had and what you've observed? What do you like about him where he's different and he could build a champion at Michigan State? Because you look at the facilities and they dedicated the Izzo building 2 days ago. Their facilities are as good as anybody in D1 college football. Now it's going to come down to coaching, recruiting, and success will lead to more success on and off the field. Your thoughts on Coach Smith?
Yeah, I mean, I think he knows what he wants to do. He's done it in terms of building a program. He knows what he needs. He knows, you know, he's got a lot of his staff over there. You know, some really important early conversations he had with players who are returning, and he and his staff, Joe Rossi, the defensive coordinator, and a number of their coaches, that were pretty harsh assessments of who players were. They didn't sugarcoat it to try and keep guys to stick around. They were, you know, and I think the guys who are serious about getting to the next level and becoming the best football players that can be respond to that pretty well. And you've seen that. Some of those guys really liked sort of this harsh rebuke of last season and even who they were themselves. And so I think that's been, there's a bluntness to them in that regard. I think there is, you know, but they seem to have also brought a pretty welcoming vibe in terms of adopting the roster that's there. You know, there isn't this compete to play, compete to stay. We're going to turn this over. People are here. We're going to have to fight for it. It's very much, you know, we're in this together. We want to do football together. If you love football, I love football, that sort of mentality. And I think that plays really well. I think the people who are a little, or in the program, who are a little scarred by the way things ended with Mel Tucker and what they endured last year, they needed to hear somebody who was sort of in it with them and wanted them there, but was also going to, you know, coach them tough. And those things have really stood out. But he doesn't say a lot extra, you know, but the word that stands out really is competence. There seems to be a lot of competence right now. And how quickly that translates onto the field, I don't know.
One thing I was going to bring up, and you just touched on it, I really want to applaud the players, those that had to live through that season that had nothing to do with why things went south with Tucker at Michigan State football. Those players who stuck around, who gutted it out through the season, through the off season, and still are part of that program, those are the dudes that I really want to give some huge love and respect to.
You know, and it's interesting. I've covered programs before that where there's been a coaching change at some point, and you know, you've got a class that sort of sticks it out, and there is a bond often among that group, and whether it's a big group or small group, and there's an appreciation. And what's interesting is, you know, some of these same guys I talked to in August of last year, and this is before they knew anything about their lives was about to change in the program or Mel Tucker was going to be gone. And they really thought that they were the beginning of the answer, the beginning of the rise under Tucker. And so to have that, to be part of, you know, these were guys who chose MSU in part because of him and that previous staff, and then to decide to stick around and give another staff a shot and want to be, you know, we often think of kids just wanting to jump in the portal and move around, but these are their lives. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to necessarily have to move everything, change their degree, change their friends, everything like that. And I think it shows there's a greater depth to some of these kids that really want to stick around and make the best of a situation that at one point they thought was best for them.
Yeah, depth and also maturity, toughness off the field as well as on the field. It's pretty good to watch some of those dudes who have stuck it out. Graham Couch follows everything Michigan State, Lansing State Journal. Also look him up on Twitter. If we got a spell Couch, he politely asks that you don't follow him on Twitter. And also Couch in the Rube podcast. Download that. And he's a co-host with the Rube. And you can get that wherever you get your podcast. Graham, appreciate everything when it comes to MSU. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Take care.